KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. It's the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside Matt Trenton as we'll talk indoor track and field today during our show, as well as men's and women's basketball. And we've got a lot to talk about with those sports as they had a very big weekend this past weekend. Northwest Indoor Track and Field hosting the Northwest Open. Of course, the Bearcat men's and women's teams had a couple of home games starting back on Thursday as they hosted Central Missouri and then wrapped up the homestand with Lincoln on Saturday afternoon. And first of all, Matt, let's just talk a little bit about women's basketball. They had a couple of very good games. Unfortunately, a tough loss to Central Missouri on Thursday after leading through a lot of that game, and then came back and had a strong third quarter against Lincoln and ended up winning a pretty good margin against the Blue Tigers on Saturday.
Yeah, that game on Thursday, I think, was really good for this basketball team. Despite it being a one-point loss, it kind of showed them that, hey, it's a fifth-ranked team in the country. They're undefeated on the season, but the Bearcats can go up and play against anybody that this conference and the country has to offer. So that has to be something Northwest can take away and feel good about as they move forward. And we've kind of seen that in previous years, too, of running into a top-10 team and sitting right there and going toe-to-toe. And even if they don't pull it out, they still find ways to take little bits and pieces from that. So Coach Meyer, you know, being that the quality coach that he is, isn't necessarily getting excited for a loss, but he's sitting there pointing at the tape and saying, look at what we did. Look at how we executed. Some of the best players in the conference on the other side of the ball, and Northwest led throughout much of that game and really did a nice job defensively, especially on Brooke Littrell, who probably is the MIAA player of the year at this point. Then they turned around against Lincoln, and it's a much better Lincoln team this year. They've won three conference games, which, you know, the past 2 years before had combined to win three MIAA games, those two full seasons. So it's a team that's really made some good strides under Andrew Meisen three seasons. And they were out there battling with the Bearcats 27-27 at halftime, but you saw Northwest really turn a corner. And the catalyst in that one had to be Kelsey Fields. She scored a career-high 17 points in the third quarter alone. Finished the night 20 points, 16 rebounds, was all over the offensive and defensive glass. Did a great job of just keeping possessions alive and lifting Northwest, providing that that spark and that energy. And so you're right, that third quarter, Northwest really opened things up and did not let off as that game went along. So good to see her step up and have a good game. Really got players up and down this lineup in, got some quality minutes. And that was all without Evelyn Vasquez. Those two games, too, still battling an ankle that's kind of been bothering her since, you know, mid-December. So it's one of those, you get Evelyn back in, another defensive stopper out there at guard. You feel pretty good about what this team can do. And, of course, you know, they'll need Evelyn and everybody to step up and play good this week because, of course, Kearney and Hayes on the road are very, very quality opponents Northwest has coming up this week.
Yeah, coming around, second time around at four matchups with both of those teams. And this Northwest women's team, I think, can safely said playing much better basketball now coming into the second meeting than they were the first meeting back about a month or so ago.
You know, you look at the last nine games since they last played Kearney and Hayes, and the Bearcats 6-3 over that span, giving up just 55.4 points per game. So defensively, they're locking in, they're looking good, they're playing good basketball, they're finding ways to get wins and make winning plays down the stretch. And so obviously that's big when you kind of look at this schedule down the stretch of finding their way into the MIAA tournament and trying to make some noise. Going to have to go up against teams like UCM, Hayes, Kearney, and try to find a way to pull one out. And we'd love to see the Bearcats go on the road this weekend and find a way to get that done.
And one of the things when you talk about that stretch there, they won games against teams they really needed to win to have a shot to get into the MIAA postseason tournament. So that's something that's a mark of a good team when you go in and take away wins against some teams that really were important games for you.
Yeah, for sure. You've got to play the schedule that's in front of you, and this would be pretty easy that, boy, if they lost a few of those, things could have fallen apart and unraveled pretty quickly. But despite that really tough stretch early on when you saw Southern, Pitt, Kearney, and Hayes all right in a row to start conference play, and those were some tough losses, this team has really rebounded in a big way. So it's going to be fun to see what Northwest can do. Of course, Kearney and Hayes are really tough. You're going on the road. But they've got an awful lot of games against teams that are kind of middle of the pack of the MIAA. I think they could go in and feast on and really climb up those standings and find themselves pretty securely in the tournament once we do reach March.
And as far as the Northwest men's team, coming off wins over Central Missouri and Lincoln this past weekend, the Central game last Thursday, a strong second half propelled them to the win. And then on Saturday against Lincoln, they played very well in the first half. They were up by a significant amount in the first half and really didn't even need to score a point in the second half to pick pickup win as they held Lincoln to just 39 points total for the game. So, or 38 points total for that game. So, just a heck of a defensive effort against the Blue Tigers.
Yeah, those are kind of mind-blowing numbers, too. The Bearcats haven't given up more than 58 points since back on January 7th against Missouri Western. Even then, that was an 87-64 win, so it didn't allow a ton, but still blew out the Griffins in that. I mean, the Bearcats with wins over UCO, Newman, Central Missouri, Lincoln, to where the defense has really been sharp. You know, even some games where, boy, really not maybe looking as sharp offensively to start things off and maybe missing some shots or not executing quite the way Coach Mack wants, but they have found a way to put it together. 21 first-half points against UCM, but then putting up 52 in the second half. Well, UCM scored 52 for the game. You mentioned it was a 39-14 lead at halftime against Lincoln. Lincoln finished with 38 in the contest. I mean, those are pretty staggering numbers to look at how Northwest has played defense, especially in those final 20 minutes of games where some teams might be wearing down. These guys find a way to tap into those reserves and take it up a notch. So, you know what? It's one of those things. The defense, regardless of a night where shots aren't falling, the defense will still be there, and it's been awfully good so far this season.
And we've talked throughout this season just the play that Diego Bernard has had, and he just put together another fantastic week, being honored as the MIAA Men's Basketball Player of the Week.
Yeah, you know what? Just a guy that brings so much energy and life, and he's a lot of fun to watch out there play day in and day out. And so we've been fortunate to see now 5 years of him out on the basketball court. And you know, just when you think you've seen the best that Diego has to offer, he just finds a way to tap into something new. And so that's been happening once again this year. Well-deserved second MIAA Player of the Week honors, and excited to see how this season continues to unfold for him.
Again, the Northwest men will face Nebraska, Kearney, and Fort Hays State, much like the women, coming up this week as well. And then you look at track and field. They hosted the Northwest Open this past weekend, and a lot of great performances out of the Northwest athletes.
Yeah, you know what, and that's one that hundreds of athletes out there, but Coach Match is like, it's not really a big meet. That's coming up, the Bearcat Invite, February 2nd through the 4th, but the Northwest Open, still a chance to get out there and continue to get those sea legs under them as the indoor track and field season continues on. And this is a team that, you think about the women's side, that 4x400, the top two spots went to the two Northwest Missouri State teams, and both of those teams broke the meet record in the 4x400 meter relay, so it'll be interesting to see how he kind of deciphers that and figures out, all right, this is my number one team going into the MIAAs, the national championships, because they've got eight terrific runners on that 4x400 for the women. Caroline Cunningham setting Northwest records, breaking her own records in the 3,000 meters and the mile, and she continues to impress after going through a grueling cross-country season that finished with them up in Seattle, Washington. And the Bearcats able to go on to that national championship meet. She's right back here in the indoor season doing what she does, putting up some impressive numbers. So things have been good, especially on that women's side early on. And about a month from now, be getting set for the MIAA championships there in Pittsburgh, Kansas. So still some hay to make. This team obviously wants to continue improving, but we've seen an awful lot of provisional qualifiers already.
All right, sounds great. And we'll talk more about Northwest track and field coming up a little bit later on during our show. But when we come back, we'll hear from Wes Dreamer on the men's basketball team as he'll join us and talk men's basketball. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Coach's Show from Pizza Ranch.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch and joined now by Wes Dreamer, a 6'7 junior from Malvo, Nebraska, and Lincoln East High School in Nebraska, joining us. And Wes, coming off another pretty good week, wins over Central Missouri and Lincoln. And let's go back to Thursday, a good win against a Mule team that coming in has been about 500 throughout this season, but a team that plays some pretty good defense, and you had to come out and play a pretty good game to pick up the victory there.
Yeah, we knew they're always a tough team against us. Always put up a pretty good fight. So luckily we had a good scout going into the game and knew what they were kind of doing on defense. So we were able to pick them apart.
And that's one of the things that we've talked with a number of players. When you talk about the good scout, it seems like game in, game out, you guys have a little bit of an advantage from that standpoint because the scouting reports seem to be spot on for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Every game it's very spot on. And the coaches take so much time out of their days. We're lucky to have them as our coaching staff. And not even just Mac, all the other coaches, too. Got to give them credit.
Yeah, and oftentimes, too, though, you see teams come in trying to do something a little bit different, too, because, well, you guys have that big bullseye on your back, and they try to come up with some other things, but you guys seem to be able to make some adjustments when that happens, too.
Yeah, we always got to prepare for something strange, like a press or some type of zone going in the game. So luckily we practice on those during practice as well, so we always – we're always prepared on what's going to happen.
And I know I've talked to you in the past about this too, but it seems like your eyes get pretty big out there when you come down the floor and you see the opposing team open up in a little bit of a zone defense there.
Yep, I love it. I love it. Able to get a couple wide open looks to start the game is always a good thing for me.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then you look at really both of these games. One of the things that really stood out, just the way you guys played defense in both of those games.
Yeah, that's been a big thing we've been focusing on the past couple of weeks. It has not been to the caliber of what it usually is for our team, so that's something we've really been trying to push for, and I think it's finally starting to get around there. I guess we'll see this week how it goes.
What's been the biggest difference between maybe early in the season defensively and what we've seen here in the past couple of weeks?
Trusting each other, getting that trust back, and knowing that there's going to be another defender behind you, and one of your teammates is going to always be there to have your back if you need a help. So it's just we're finally starting to trust each other and get that defense compact.
And then you look at the matchup with Lincoln on Saturday, in one of those rare games where the limited Lincoln team that's overall not a bad offensive team, but you ended up where you scored 39 points in the first half, and for Lincoln they scored 38 total for the game. So one thing Mac talked about on the post game, you guys could have gone scoreless the entire second half and still picked up a win in that matchup.
Yeah, it kind of felt like we did. Our offense was terrible in the second half, but that's we'll figure that out. But our defense, most importantly, was really good that game. I think they had two of the top leading offensive rebounders on their team, so we knew that was going to be a big deal, and I think we took them out of the game, which is big.
And just talk a bit about that aspect of things where you go up against a team that obviously when you see offensive rebounding as one of their strengths, you know that they're probably a fairly physical team inside.
Yeah.
How did you counterbalance that on Saturday?
We just had to bring our own punches. We had to – Mac calls it bully the bullies, so we have to bully the bully, and that's kind of what our motto is when we go up against a physical team like that.
Now, do you really enjoy playing physical in games like that?
I do, but my body doesn't like it the next day.
So. I bet so. Yeah. I bet so. The fortunate thing with a matchup like that is, as opposed to having them on a Thursday night, you had a little bit of time to rest a bit after a physical game.
Right, yeah, that was nice.
So as you look ahead, you've got Nebraska-Kearney coming up on Thursday and then a trip to Hays, Kansas for Fort Hays State, one of the longer trips of the year. Now, both of those teams probably haven't played the type of season they've wanted in particular. I think a lot of expectation for Fort Hays State, and it looks like here the last couple, three games, they might be back heading, trending in the right direction there. But and Nebraska-Kearney's a team, when you look at their games, they've been in a lot of games and just haven't found a way to get it done.
Yeah, they're always right there, and especially at makes it so much harder going to play there. Those are two of the hardest places to play at in the conference, so it'll be fun. We struggled at Kearney last year, too, when we played there. It was right there towards the end of the game, then we finally luckily pulled ahead, but and Hayes has been, they've been playing really good this past couple weeks, too.
Now, when you look at UNK in particular, kind of a different type of team than what you saw with Lincoln, where this is a team that really relies a lot on the three-point shot, I think leading the conference in three-point attempts, as well as three-pointers made per game. So what's the adjustment that you have to make between those two type of styles?
Just we try not to change our defense as much as we can. It's The way we teach it and learn it is it'll be able to guard everybody. If they're a shooter, if they're more physical inside, and it should all just stay the same. So that's what we're trying to focus on this week.
Now let's just talk a little bit about things away from Northwest Missouri State basketball. I know it was announced and a video has been put out that you're serving this year as the 2023 St. Francis Mental Health Ambassador for the St. Francis Foundation here in Maryville. And, talk about how that's near and dear to your heart and why you might be involved with this.
Well, I just got asked one day. I was like, because I'm good friends with one of the doctors there at Maryville, so he's helped me out throughout the past, and luckily I got in contact with someone there at the hospital, and they wanted an athlete to try to get connected with people who struggle with that stuff, and I thought it was a good idea for me, from my own experience, just in the platform that I'm on here in Maryville, to just encourage not younger kids, anybody really who's dealing with that kind of stuff, just to not be scared to reach out.
Yeah, I think one thing when you talk about your platform, you're a visible part of the university, visible part of the community from just being a part of this men's basketball team and the success they've had. And I've seen you in the past take time with kids after games and everything. It seems like just community outreach is something that's important to you.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of people just know me as the West Dreamer on the basketball floor, but there's a lot more than just that. Just not many people know the West Dreamer that's not on the floor, that's in the community and all that stuff. So it was just good to talk about something else other than just basketball.
And what has been some of the things that that this has helped you a little bit as far as again, there's pressures involved with being a basketball player as well at Northwest Missouri State. It might be a little different than some other places. And just talk about where this has really come out and helped you.
Yeah, it's just made me a better person in general. Just getting connect, knowing that I can talk to people, reach out, and then people can even reach out to me. It's just opened myself up to more opportunities and stuff.
And I would guess, too, just from Mosaic Medical Center here in Maryville, that the help you received there has been something that's helped you out a lot.
Yeah, they've always helped me out for the past 4 years that I've been here, and it's just we're lucky to have that kind of support in this community. The hospitals support all the athletics and just Northwest in general, which is great.
And I would imagine you've received a lot of good response since that video has come out and that they become the ambassador for them this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's been nice having people say, yeah, this has touched a lot of people already, so that's always great here, and that's what the point of it was.
All right, well, it sounds great there, and I know it's something that's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah,
there,
so. Hope so, yep.
And maybe just touch a bit here while we have you here about your high school career. I know we've talked about a lot of different things through the years with you here, but coming off of a successful high school career, first in Murdoch, Nebraska, and then at Lincoln East to wrap things up.
Yeah, so I was at Elmwood Murdoch for K through 11. That's where I grew up, and that's where my heart will always be. But it kind of came to the point where they were in Class C2, and then so I kind of went in getting recruited. I couldn't really play against. I thought I had to get some better competition. So that's why I transferred to a Class A school, Lincoln East. So, and I think that really was one of the best decisions I've made. Mostly just playing against better people and getting me prepared to come to Northwest.
And kind of, were you on the radar with Northwest before that, or was it that Lincoln East kind of put you on the radar?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit when I was at Murdoch, mostly just because the AAU program that I was with, that really helped me out too. But yeah, that's where I learned all my basics about, not even about basketball, just about everything at Elmwood Murdoch. So I got to give them a lot of credit.
You talk about AAU. That's something that I look at a lot of the teammates that you've had at Northwest as well, that they've gone through AAU and had a lot of success during AAU programs in the summer.
Yeah, that's crazy, that stuff that goes on in AAU. I mean, I wasn't even the biggest one, and it was still crazy. So it's just one of the best things for kids to get exposure if they want to play in the college level.
Yeah, and again, it's really paid off for you, and you're off to a great start again this season. And it's been a heck of a career, and there's a lot more basketball left to be played this year.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
All right, well, Wes, thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you. We'll see you.
That's Wes Dreamer from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball program. We'll be back and have more for you from Pizza Ranch right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at maryvilledailyforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And we're back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show live from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State indoor track and field with senior Caroline Cunningham as well as head coach Brandon Masters. Appreciate you guys coming out and chatting with us today, wrapping up the Northwest Open over the weekend. Now you got a weekend off to kind of gather yourself and prepare for the next big one, the Bearcat Invite coming up in early February there. But first, Coach Masters, once again, we're seeing Northwest still very, very early on in the season, but a lot of provisional qualifying times up and down. You have to be pretty pleased just the immediate progress you're seeing here in early January.
It is exciting. Just talking to Caroline about the fact that we're running fast, but the efforts in practice, the programming, it hasn't changed. We shouldn't be running this fast. It's just testament to the strength of our kids and where we're currently at. And it's not like we're laying off the gas at all. I mean, practices are hard. We're still working through meets. We're going into meets a little bit sore. But the way these men and women are preparing and competing with heart, and we're getting some great times. Really fun to watch. A little scary as a coach. You're thinking, wow, we're really good right now. So,
is this something whenever you get in and you're implementing your plan here at Northwest Missouri State that you're saying we're going to level up at a certain point and be here? Is this something that maybe on the long run radar you're saying we're going to work hard enough that this is going to be the norm? We're going to be running this fast here and kind of stepping up to that next level?
Well, we hope so. You know, the idea is to be great when it counts. You know, we can put all the numbers up, but if you don't do it to, you know, conference and national championship, you know, ideally we need to get as many of our kids into the national championship as possible. And we have an idea of what it takes to get into the meet. And we have several people that we believe are solidly in. We have a relay that's solidly in, but there's other, you know, times that we want to make sure, you know, that we can get in the meet. So it is nice to see these big marks, because I feel good about some of them holding up throughout the, you know, the year. When the next couple of weeks we'll really see the national championship list change dramatically, and we hope that some of our marks are strong enough to stay in where we don't have to worry about chasing a mark.
Well, early on here, as we look at it, the third fastest indoor mile time on the women's side, Caroline Cunningham running that over the weekend, 4 minutes, 53.39 seconds. Also a new Northwest Missouri State record. Caroline, do you know whose record you beat?
My own.
Your own, that is correct. We're at the point with the long distance and anything indoor track and field, outdoor. It's kind of just like the Caroline Cunningham board and everybody else at this point. Take me through the Northwest Open when you get out there, and just it's so much different than cross country of, all right, get out there, hold it, and kind of go. It's just a different feel indoor in that smaller track. Take us through what you're seeing and what's going through your mind.
Yeah, transitioning from cross country to track is sometimes a little bit of a rude awakening. Track is a lot faster, and you always know where you are in the race, versus cross, you might get a little lost at some point. The mile is way different from a 6K as well, so I didn't expect to run that fast this weekend. I was just kind of going out and seeing what I could do and trying to compete hard. And, you know, times are just a consequence of putting in the work and racing hard.
You know, to put it in perspective, Caroline ran that race almost by herself. You know, after about 500 meters, she's by herself. And that's very difficult. You always want, your times are always going to be better when you're competing for the win. And not worrying about time and not worrying about rep and anything. You're just running with another girl. And, you know, to put it in perspective, it not only was it a meet record, but it was a facility record as well. And that's a pretty big deal considering we've had two MIAA championships and some really, really big meets. So what she did in the mile completely by herself was really great. It's exciting to see where she's at right now. And you know, I know her goals. She plans to be at the national championship. And this time has a shot to still make it in. You know, is it? We don't know because every year it gets faster and faster. And so you don't know for sure. But we feel good about her with her training right now that she's going to run faster for simple fact of having another girl with her. She's going to run faster because she's an ultimate competitor. You put someone next to her, she's going to win.
Well, we talk about that too, and you know, all right, going out and winning and putting up that time is just a consequence of the work that you put in. It's just kind of a formula, and I feel like for a coach, it has to be music to your ears. Is that just the development as a student athlete? You've been in the program, you've been around, and you know, if I'm slacking here, it's not going to pay off when I'm trying to get into the Nationals.
For sure, and I think being a fifth-year senior, this is a lesson I've learned over the last 5 years. Freshman year, me would have just been over the moon about a time, and I wouldn't really care about anything else. And senior me is much more, you know, oh, that time was great, and it may or may not get in, but that's okay because I know I'm not peaked up yet. I know I'm not ready to go. So this is really just a testament to our strength and a testament to what we're doing. So if I just keep trusting in my coaches, keep following the program, I know the time will come that will get me to Nationals. And, you know, when that time comes, I know I'm ready to compete.
Now, in the 3,000 meters, to go along with what you did in the mile, you come out and run that in 9 minutes, 54.34 seconds. So, again, just kind of rolling out these Northwest Missouri State records. Coach, we kind of talked last week, I think it was, of going through and we're trying to ramp up some student athletes. We don't want to just kind of roll them out there, but make sure that the conditioning is right and everybody's where they need to be. When you're seeing Caroline putting up these numbers, what goes through your mind when you kind of think about, boy, she still has some room to climb, and she's going to keep going?
Well, it's expected. You know, with Caroline over winter break, there wasn't a time that I was there that she wasn't. You know, and that's, you know, we talked about her being a fifth-year senior and what changes and how she was happy with the time as a freshman or sophomore. But she's high goals, and you're not going to reach those goals just rolling the dice. You know, you've got to do the work. And her events specifically, talent is great, but if she's not working hard, her talent's not going to get her to the national meet. It is a combination of the two. And what we see is, as we get through, you know, track and field, we talked about this. It's not a game. We don't have a ball and all these things. It is all about us out there on the track, and not just when we're competing, but it's the, you know, what are we, I can't remember what week we're in now as far as training. We've got to put in consistent days, and we got to put in consistent weeks, and we got to put in consistent months. And with Caroline, we're certainly in that consistent months because you've been training through the summer now. And you know, distance life is you get 2 weeks off a year and you go back at it. You know, and so with her being in Hughes and working hard, even though we've had bad weather and cold, she's had to figure out how to get long runs. And dress warm and go outside and run. Because you can't run a 10-mile long run in Hughes. That gets a little boring, right? Round in circles, right? You know, so it's those things that, you know, that we look at. We know we're in a good place. We're hitting times, and we're still working so hard. So, again, she doesn't have the anxiety of worrying about, oh, we got to go get a mark. We got to go get a mark to get into Nationals. The marks will come because we're doing the right stuff.
You talk about not being a sport with the ball, and everybody wants to talk about, oh, well, that basketball player is a gym rat. Just a track and field rat, right? I mean, if you can be in Hughes, get that. You talk about going the 10-mile runs, getting outdoors, you bundle up and just kind of go at this point. When you're going through a race like the mile over the weekend and you know where you're at, you can't just get out in the cross-country court and kind of get lost in your head a little bit because everything just right around, you can see the scoreboard, everything. Is that hard when your mind's kind of always working and you can't just let it be free maybe for a couple minutes and run?
I think the hardest part with track, too, is that you can see the times, you know them, and, you know, the cross-country course, it might be long, it might be short, it might be really hilly, it might be wet. The times are all dependent on the conditions of the course. On the track, there's none of those conditions. It's always the same. You know, you're guaranteed no wind, you're guaranteed nice weather. And so there's a lot more not pressure, because our coaches aren't big on pressure, but there's a little bit more expectation of, okay, I know what I can run, I know what I'm capable of, and I can see what I'm doing. So, you know, coming around for that last lap of the mile, I could see the time. I knew I was running pretty fast, and I was like, okay, you got to haul. You got to try to get something here, because times do still matter, and it's not necessarily about always winning the competitions, but about pushing yourself in those competitions. And so that was really a lot of my thought process in the race was, okay, you've got this one, but who cares? It's about, you know, being the best version of myself that day. And the best version of myself that day was a 4:53. So.
Yeah, good points. And, you know, it's funny, I think about track and field, and especially indoor with no wind and mm-hmm. perfect weather indoors, you know. But you know, so often in the beginning of the season, we are looking at marks, and we're looking at times, and we're looking at, you know, our splits, and how can we get better, and whatever. And it's funny, because when you go to the championship, we don't care about time anymore. You know, it's really strange, because we're time-driven, performance-driven, and then all of a sudden, we only care about the place. Because if you get first at MIAA, you get first in national championship, nobody cares what the number is beside it. Yep. I mean, sure, it's great, but, you know, it's still a win. And sure. It's a really unique kind of emotion. You go into a championship, it's all about competing. It's no longer about time.
It's great to be fast and be able to go out there and do that. But after a certain point, and to have a fifth-year senior like this out there, there's just grit and there's just determination. There's stuff that you can't necessarily coach up. You just have to be in the moment and find it and dig deep. And having a leader like that for the young kids has to be huge to see how it's done.
Yeah, you know, and it's but it's difficult too. You know, we talk about, yeah, it's great. It's you know, the grit and go out and compete. But as coaches, we're struggling because we have some people that they're not going to find competition in our normal meets anymore. You know, Caroline was ahead at 500 meters and never saw another girl, you know, well, across the track maybe, but, you know, and same way with, you know, 400 with Tiffany, our 4x4. My goodness, it's very difficult to go get that competition. And that's what we struggle with coaches is trying to find meets that we can go get those big marks. And we will. We'll find some big meets and we'll go some bigger meets. Bearcat's going to be a big meet and we'll have an opportunity to go down a pit on that, that meet that they have. It's great miles and stuff. So we feel like we have a good plan set up. But, you know, with those upperclassmen, top level elite athletes on our team, it's harder to find competition for them.
Talking Northwest Indoor Track and Field with head coach Brandon Masters and senior Caroline Cunningham. Caroline, MIAA championships last year, your top four in the mile, 5K, and the 3,000 meters. Are you a goal-oriented person that says, I'm getting top five again in all those? Is it just so process and day-to-day minutia? How do you kind of process that?
I'm definitely a goal-driven person, and I really like to win. So the goal's not top five. The goal's to win.
I knew you were going to say that.
I had to give a little bit of wiggle room there to see.
Yeah, no, my goal is to be undefeated in the MIAA this year, cross, indoor, outdoor. So it's a big goal. It's a lofty goal. We have tough competition. We have really great ladies in the MIAA. So.
It's going to be hard, and we know that with Caroline. I knew she was going to say that because she does not like to lose ever, and so that would be the goal, but why shouldn't it be, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you did it last year, assuming that we're on the same path and everything lines up. You know, that's her goals. We'll have to look at it once we put MIAA entries in to see what our ultimate goal would be, but that is something that she'll go out and win every single rep on the track in practice. She'll win every single rep in the meet, and that's just who she is. And, you know, I love that attitude. That's an attitude of a winner. And I said this earlier. The hard part is you know, with these types of athletes is holding them back and making sure they don't do too much. And that's, we don't ever have to pull, you know, some of our top ladies, we don't ever have to pull them along. Hey, we got to do this. I've got to hold them back. And that's really a fun situation as a coach.
We kind of joked before going on of, all right, you go out and you run off one record-breaking time at Northwest and you do another. And not to take away from the sprints, the shorters, but to go out and do a mile and 3,000 or a 5K, I mean, that's quite a distance to go. Are you delirious at the end of these? Like, how are you feeling whenever you wrap up one you move on to the next?
Kind of delirious, yeah.
There's a short time period, yes. Yeah. You're on the ground going, wow, what did I just do?
Yeah.
then do it again.
Yeah. It definitely takes a special kind of person to, you know, be in those multiple distance events. They're brutal doubles. They really are. I think what just keeps me motivated is knowing, you know, this is good practice for conference with the mile 3K double, and those are important points for our team at conference. Our team is set up to do really well, so it's important that I can compete hard in both events when the time comes. And so I remind myself stuff like that, and just, I mean, I just love competing, so if the coaches would have let me run a third event, they probably
would. Can I get on that 4x4, right?
Yeah.
you know, people like Caroline, you know, she's asked to do a lot for us, and there's a reason we have to do that, because we don't satisfy every event in the MIAA. We have a, you know, small group of throwers, small group of jumpers, and we're growing. But, you know, we lose a lot of points to a team like Pittsburgh or Central Missouri that can put three girls in every event and score, you know, in every event. We can't. We don't. We're not set up that way. I'd like to be. We're not there yet. So we're going to have to count on people like Caroline to score in multiple events, and Amber to come back and score in multiple events and distances. You know, so we're going to ask a lot of the ladies. You know, sprints the same, 2x4, 4x4, right? We got prelims and finals of both the 2 and the 4, both days, and the 4x4 to end. You know, so that's going to be a tough, tough run as well. So, you know, that's what we have to do because of who we are as a team. We have to score a ton of points in the events that we're good at, knowing full well we're not going to score any points in some of those other events. And at the end, we hope we're strong enough in those to, you know, try to, obviously the goal is to win a MIAA title, but we got several teams that are really, really good, and they satisfy more events than we do. They just simply run more ladies and men, you know. But it's tough, but that's who we are, and we're going to go for it anyway. So,
and there's a certain amount of personal accountability that comes with that, of making sure that your body's right, you're doing the right things to be ready for multiple events. Caroline, is that something that this women's team really, and the men too, but everybody just takes pride in, of we're going to be there, and maybe we don't have 3 people in all these events, but we're going to be ready to go and make a push?
Yeah, definitely. Our athletes are focused on what do we need to do to perform well. And, you know, there's a lot of meets where Allie might run the 60 hurdles and then come right back and run the 60 meter. They're back to back. And she makes sure that she gets her hydration in, she gets a little bit of food to eat, and, you know, that she is prepped to go run that 60 meters because she needs to run to qualify. So, and same here, you know, in the weekend, I went into the training room with 3 of the girls. We all hopped in the Normatex to recover so that we could go run our second events and do well in it. And, you know, that's a huge focus. And our coaches make sure to preach it before the meets. Our upperclassmen make sure to tell the underclassmen, you know, don't run this event and then don't eat until after. You're gonna suck at that event later. So, you know, we're really looking out for each other. And we also have that leadership that knows how to prep for their events.
We can say all we want as coaches, you know, stand on this table and yell and do this, do that. But it is, I can say that, but it's received much better for the underclassmen to see their upperclassmen and what they do and the words that they can, the advice that they can give them. And, you know, eating throughout the day is, I mean, we may be at a meet, it may be 12 hours. You know, we're there in the facility. Well, you better eat a few times. If you're waiting for, you know, the dinner at the end and that's all you have, we're out of fuel, right? We don't have what it takes to go through one event, let alone 2 or 3. So upperclassmen that we have, especially on the ladies' side, we're a lot more upperclassmen heavy than the men, and you can see that our younger people are looking up to those ladies and learning valuable lessons.
Northwest Indoor Track and Field coming back home. The Bearcat Invite, February 2nd through the 4th at the Hughes Fieldhouse. So a little bit of time before that rolls around. Coach Masters, Caroline, before we cut you loose, got to ask you one more. All right, Caroline, you kill the mile. If you had to look at one of your sprinters shorter distance, whether it's Allie, Tiffany, Lydia, Chloe, whoever, who could you throw out there in the mile? And maybe not win it and hold up for the 4:53, but might be able to hold their own in it.
Well, it'd have to be Lydia of those.
Well, you said Lydia because she's kind of cross country.
Yeah, so she's a distance girl too, so yeah. She's definitely got the aerobic base to go for it.
But do those sprinters ever get out there like, I'll run a couple miles with you today?
Not really.
No, you're not gonna have that happen, man. I'm sorry. I'll answer that. That's a no. We have some people that will hold up for a couple of laps, but at the end, they're just not trained for it, and they want no part of that many laps. I promise you.
It takes
to
a special
fair,
kind.
I couldn't jump down to their events either.
No, that's true.
I'd make a total fool of myself.
You know, that's funny because track and field is so unique that we cover so many different types of people. You think about a distance girl to a male thrower to a sprinter and everything in between with high jump and pole vault and everything. It's a unique sport, especially to coach with both men and women. We're practicing together at the same time. There's such a dynamic, and I think what we have is mutual respect for each other on the events, because although Tiffany's one of the best in the country, she run pretty fast. 53.8 this weekend in the 400. That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Broke a school record. Actually broke Heba's record. So that's a big name around here, right? she is not going to. If she was sitting here, she'd be, no way am I ever getting in that mile. There's no way that she would be interested in that. And so there's a big respect factor with our kids on for what each other does in their event. And that's a pretty cool thing.
So much success, top to bottom, and the mutual respect across the board. Love to see it. Caroline, congratulations on everything.
Thank you. A lot more
still to come. Appreciate coming on. And Coach Masters, great to talk to you as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Northwest Missouri State Indoor Track and Field back home February 2nd through the 4th. Bearcat Invite on the way. It's head coach Brandon Masters and senior Caroline Cunningham. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
We're back at Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball as we're being joined by Ella Moody and Lauren Iman, a pair of freshmen, albeit Lauren's a redshirt freshman, Ella a true freshman here with the Bearcat women's basketball team. Appreciate you both coming on and talking with us today. Both from St. Joseph, went to Central High School as Northwest Missouri State, 10-8 so far on the season, 5-7 in conference play. The Bearcats have won 6 of their last 9. Lauren, Ella, how are things going? Good with classes so far today? You guys wrapped up for the day?
Not quite. I have one more lab I have to go to.
Nice. Lauren?
Yeah, on Tuesdays I just have physics lab from 8 to 9:50, so it's kind of a chill day.
Yeah, kind of getting the feel for it. Of course, this is year two for you on campus, so the college life, that's this is all easy, but Elle, is it kind of the transition high school to college? And like, I'm only in class how many hours a day? This is easy, right?
Yeah, it's a lot different than high school. It's a lot better. It's a lot more on your own pace, which I wasn't really expecting, I feel like, because you just go to practice when you are scheduled, and then you have class, and you're done. So it's a lot easier.
It's not bad at all, is it? Northwest Missouri State coming off a win over the weekend over Lincoln, 72-48. Lauren, as we look at this, of course, we knew the Bearcats going against the team had size advantage. They have some small guards out there. There'd be some chances to post up, pulling some rebounds. But the Bearcat post play really on display in that game against Lincoln. What was that like from your perspective getting out there and Northwest really just kind of getting things rolling?
Yeah, we knew that we had a size advantage against Lincoln because they're mainly just like a guard team. And we knew that we needed to post up hard, get good rebounds. And Kelsey did a great job this weekend. She got lots of points and rebounds. And I think she really stepped up and made a big difference for that game.
We look at the past couple Saturday games in Wichita against Newman. You come out career-high 12 points and really dominated a lot of that first half, and the Bearcats needed a spark. The post play then again with Kelsey going for 17 points in that third quarter. It really feels like things are clicking. The conference schedule early on is really tough, as we all know, but Northwest figuring things out, now getting set for another tough road trip. But this feels like a very different team now than 1 month ago.
Yeah, I think that we're all definitely stepping up more, and just knowing our role will help us as a whole, as a team. And I think Kelsey did a great job on Saturday, and last Saturday at Newman, I knew that I needed to step up and play good defense and just be confident in myself. And I think that everyone has been doing a great job of just playing their part.
Getting into the MIAA, Ella, what's this been like for you, just kind of being immersed in one of the best basketball conferences in the country?
I mean, I was just thrown into it, and just from day one, I was thrown into the fire, playing, practicing, everything. So I feel like playing in the MIAA is, like, so surreal. I watched it, like, even when I was little. I always came to the Northwest games and stuff. So just, like, actually being able to play in the league and playing and getting minutes is so surreal, and I feel so, like, grateful to be able to play and get minutes in.
Well, with both of you kind of going through, and as the season's gone on, the roles have expanded for both. Is there just a comfortability factor of you're in practice with your teammates every single day, but actually being on the floor, under the lights in those moments, does it just kind of take a little bit of time to kind of get a feel for, all right, I'm comfortable in this spot. This does feel like some of those big games you guys had back in St. Joseph or Kansas City in high school, and you're kind of going through with the Central Indians.
I feel like it's similar but also very different. Like, there's the Northwest atmosphere is so much different and greater. Like, everyone comes out to support, and I feel like you don't really see that in high school. You just have your high school fans, but at Northwest there's so many, like, people who come support, and it's a great atmosphere.
I would say the game is a lot different just because, like, in high school it's more of a slow-paced game, and it's kind of hard to get used to that. Like, playing in the MIAA games, like, it's a lot more fast, and there's a lot bigger girls, and I would say it's definitely an adjustment from high school, but it's a good adjustment.
Yeah. Well, as we get set, you talk about just the size difference of, like, all right, now some teams, everybody's 6 foot or taller, right? One of those teams that has a ton of size is Nebraska Kearney, who we'll see coming up on Thursday. The last time Northwest had that stretch of Kearney and Hayes, those were tough ball games. But since then, Northwest is giving up 55 points per game. The defense has really come around too. Is there just a better feel with round two for the Lopers and Tigers coming up as opposed to what it was like in early December?
I would say, like, just from playing them like a month ago, we can learn from that experience and know what we need to improve on for these next two games. They're both very good teams, and they have lots of skilled players, and we just have to be our best and play as a team and guard the post pretty well because they're all pretty good, and just overall do better than last time.
Northwest also kind of changing things up. Coach Meyer kind of doing the 5 for 5, the substitutions, and just, all right, two lineups and kind of back and forth. And to this point, the last four games, it's really worked. Of course, the one loss, just a one-point loss to the fifth-ranked team in the country. Is there an adjustment there? Is it kind of getting a feel for wholesale substitutions, or is it something that everybody's kind of enjoyed?
I think everyone has kind of enjoyed it. He wants us all to come out with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, so we all like play really hard when we're on the floor. And I think a lot of people are doing that. Like these last couple games, we've had a lot of energy. We've had a lot of good defense, and our energy is on the defensive side, which we like focus on. And I think it's helped us and helped us do better in our games.
Northwest Missouri State 10-8 overall, getting set to take on Nebraska, Kearney, and Fort Hayes this Saturday. So Lauren Iman, Ella Moody are our guests from St. Joseph, played together at high school at Central. Lauren, you were the first one to make it here to Northwest Missouri State. Of course, your mom, Ella, played here many years ago. Not too many years ago, but a few years back. Lauren, were you pulling on her a little bit to say, all right, let's get the band back together, come to Northwest Missouri State where your mom was, or how did that recruiting process work?
With Ella, right?
Well, with both of you, you're way up here, then bringing on a teammate too.
Okay, so I knew sophomore year whenever I went on my visit here that this is where I wanted to be. And on my other visit to Maryville, it just wasn't the same vibe. Like, I knew that this is where I wanted to be, and all of the – just the whole atmosphere was just great. And my senior year, when Ella was a junior, I would always say, like, where are you going to go? Like, do you have any idea? And I would always say, like, I'm so excited to go to Northwest. And she wouldn't really say much at the time, but I kind of had a feeling that she would come here. But
well, so you mentioned, too, kind of your process and coming up here first as a sophomore, when you first kind of were getting a feel for where you want to go to school, right?
Yes.
At that point, you know, you're seeing Coach Meyer and Coach Houston at the time start to build something. Was it easy to buy in and kind of look and say, we kind of see what the future is going to be here. I want to be a part of that and help build this program back.
Yeah. One thing that they really focused on talking about in my visit was just, like, all the positivity and just, like, encouraging others and encouraging our teammates. And that's something that was really important to me, was just, like, the culture that our team had. That the team was gonna have, and that just really stuck out to me a lot. And just the family aspect of everything, being close to home, was also really important to me. And just everything about Northwest just felt right at the time and now.
Well, Ella, as we look at it on your side of things, was it Lauren pulling a little bit? Was it kind of thinking, like, my mom was here? Were there other factors? What ultimately brought you to the Northwest?
Like she said, I think Northwest just has a culture and atmosphere part of it, and it's just, like, very, like, draws you in. And I also, all my family went here. They all were graduates of Northwest, and I just think this, like, them graduating and me wanting to play and playing here, it just felt like the right thing and the right, like, move for me, since it is so close to home and I'm close with my family. So I just felt like this was the right school for me.
And of course, Northwest, every season there's going to be different bouts of adversity that you have to run into, and it starts off with a tough MIAA stretch to start things off. But it does feel like this team has made a lot of jumps, as you mentioned a little bit earlier there, Lauren, and now you get set. Has it crossed your mind that this could be the first time as a college athlete you get to play into March and March Madness and what that means in the college basketball landscape?
I definitely think that it is a great opportunity, and we can just grow as we keep playing. And we obviously have a lot of talent on our team, and we just have to make the most of that. And I think we can go far. We just have to be focused on just keep getting better every day and having good practices, because those good practices lead to good games. And I think that once March comes, I think we'll be ready.
Just keep stacking practices and games, see where it leads. Northwest Missouri State getting set to take on Nebraska Kearney this Thursday. All right, before I let you two go, I got to ask also, talk about Kelsey having a great game on Saturday against Lincoln. She knocked down her first three of the season. I think she was 0 for 5, 0 for 6 to that point. Obviously, getting the rebounds, the putbacks, that's great. Was there a little bit more in the locker room? Was there some excitement there whenever she stepped out and knocked down a three before the shot clock sounds?
I think when anybody makes three, it's hype. But when Kelsey made it, everyone was just on another level of excitement because she practices them and practice and she does it. And when she finally made it in a game, it was just a click and we were all super excited for her.
Yeah, I was really happy for her just to step up and do great things in that third quarter. We really needed that at the time because the first half was a little bit of a struggle, and we definitely needed her to step up, and she did that. So,
do you prod the guards a little bit? Like, she's making threes. Why don't you guys make more, right? We need to start running set plays for Kelsey now.
Literally.
All right, Lauren and Ella, thanks so much for coming on the show. Good luck this upcoming week and as the season unfolds as well.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State guard Ella Moody and forward Lauren Iman joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest on the road against Nebraska Kearney coming up on Thursday at 5:30. We'll take a break and be back to wrap up the show here from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, where we wrap things up for this week's program, as Northwest Missouri State has a busy weekend coming up in basketball, as the men's and women's teams go on the road to Kearney to start things off on Thursday, then a trip south down to Fort Hays State on Saturday to face the Tigers there. And it's going to be a road trip a little bit different for both teams in respect, especially on the women's side, where they get two of the top teams in the MIAA, and then you face on the men's side a couple teams trying to trend in the right direction in UNK and Fort Hays State. And I think Fort Hays State on the men's side in particular is playing much better than they were earlier in the year.
Yeah, I think it is interesting just kind of the dynamic of this road trip and how it will unfold for both sides. The Northwest men kind of just focusing, locking in, and going out and executing. It's never easy to play there to Gross Memorial Coliseum, especially too against Hayes. So that'll be a battle there. And of course, they've had some good ones over the years. And for the Northwest women, they just do feel like a different team over this last month and how they've been playing defense, executing, and seeing different players step up and knock down shots. So, boy, if you can get something going early on, put together a good first quarter, I think you feel pretty good about them going into those. Especially feel like, man, there have been some games against Kearney where they only give up 52 points, but Kearney is so good defensively, it's just hard to get over that hump and really put together the stretch of a couple of really good quarters or go on a run or something. So we'll see how Northwest does coming out. But, boy, yeah, especially Thursday, knock down some shots and keep things rolling. I think all bets could be off in that women's matchup.
Yeah, I do too, especially the way Northwest has played here the last few weeks or last couple of weeks offensively. It just seems like it's a more relaxed team offensively. It really goes back to that change in substitution pattern that Austin Meyer has made, kind of going 5 for 5 early in games, and it's something that the players really seem to have bought into, and they appear to be a little bit more relaxed offensively by the way they've been doing things.
Yeah, I think so. And, of course, we just had Ella Moody and Lauren Iman on, and they're young players that are still getting their sea legs under them. They've come out and they played really well offensively and defensively. But Lindsay Kilderman, previously off the bench, she's been the starting lineup the last four games. She's been shooting the ball well. Peyton Kilderman's come back around. You know, Molly Hartnett is Molly Hartnett. She's going to give you 13 points and knock down 91% of her free throws. She's been solid all year long, too. And up and down this lineup. So I think you're right that the comfortability factor is really sinking in and they're kind of getting into a good rhythm and hope like that can keep on rolling.
You know, what's hard to believe is we're well past the midpoint of the basketball season now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's flying by, and man, you know, a month from now, indoor track and field championships for the MIAA coming up for the track and field teams will be coming up on the MIAA tournament. And then, of course, later tonight, we've got the National Baseball Hall of Fame induction ballot reveal of who's going to get in. So there's just a lot coming up over this next month.
Yeah, no, there's one in particular you're kind of pulling for tonight, isn't there?
Of course, Scott Rowland as a Cardinal, but also been battling Colin McDonough for about 5 years on why he belongs in the Hall of Fame. So just want to be able to text Colin and let him know he's in.
Yeah, it'll make the road trip on Thursday a lot of fun, I think.
We'll be arguing regardless.
That's true. And we'll have that matchup Thursday right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, Northwest and Nebraska Kearney. The women will tip off at 5:30, and the men right around 7:30 or so. Our pregame for the women starts at 5 o'clock, and then on Saturday we'll be over to Ace Kansas to face Fort Hays State on Saturday afternoon. So a lot of basketball coming up right here on the KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. And for everyone involved with our show here today, for Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.